Greeting to everyone.
弟兄姊妹平安。
May peace to all of you.
让平安归于每一位。
It's really amazing grace to draw us all here.
实在是奇妙的恩典把我们都召聚到这里。
Even outside is raining.
虽然外面在下雨。
But nothing can stop us to come before him.
不过无论什么都不能阻挡我们来到这里。
First of all, I want to use a 30 second. We want to say hello and grace to our neighbors, especially our dear brother Lin. Can we say hello to your friend next to you or behind you?
我们就和周围的人彼此问安。Hello.
Okay, we'll have plenty of time later on to say the greeting to each other.
等我们崇拜结束之后，我们还有很多时间可以来问安。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
，Thank you for today we can come before you.
感谢你，今天我们可以到你面前来。
We understand your will is good, pleasing, and perfect.
你知道你的旨意是纯全可喜悦的。
We want to live on it.
我们愿意来活出你的旨意。
And today we pray that you will speak to us.
我们祷告你今天又向我们说话。
So that your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Our brother Wu Hao just led us read through John chapter 4, second half.
吴浩弟兄刚才带我们读了约翰福音第四章后面这一半。
But I think we need to go back to the first part so we can complete the whole story.
但我觉得我们 也应该读前面这一半，所以我们可以得到一个完整的故事。
Okay, you can open your Bible to John chapter 4. We'll read from verse 1 through 26.
我们用打开约翰福音第四章，我们读一到二十六节。
And we can read in all different kinds of language. You want to read in Chinese or English or any other language.
你可以用中文，也可以用英文来读。
Okay, chapter 4, verse 1. The Pharisee heard that Jesus was going and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of the ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciple had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob?Who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds." Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water.So that I won't be thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." Sir, the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet the time is coming and has now come when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshiper must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." 26. When Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Okay, now we complete the story.
对，现在我们就听见了整个的故事。
And I'd like to describe this story, describe the geographic situation before we get into this Samaritan story.
我愿意先介绍一下这个故事的地理。
When Jesus and his disciples, they travel from Judea to Galilee, they need to go through an area called Samaria.
当他们耶稣他的门徒，当他们从这个犹大地，他们要到撒玛利亚去。
And somehow this area, normally the Jews, they don't like to pass by.
这块地方普通的犹太人他们不愿意经过。
If you have a map behind your Bible, probably you can look at your map.
如果你圣经背后有地图，也许你可以看一下。
And some Jews, they even get across the Jordan River and then go up and then turn from the south of the Sea of Galilee and come back to Galilee.
对，他们会如果要到加利利去，他们会往东越过约旦河，然后再往北，然后再折回来，回到加利利。
Why they need to do that?
为什么他们要这样做？
Well, because the Samaritan saw the people they despised.
因为犹太人他们看不起撒玛利亚人。
Well, because maybe their ancestors, they married to local people or other people, they become a mixed blood.
因为犹太人觉得他们的撒玛利亚人的人种是混杂的。
And maybe they bring other kinds of the worship is not as pure as themselves.
他们的敬拜，他们的信仰也掺杂着许多异教的东西。
Of course, here's a little bit of prejudice and a little bias of view, so they are doing that.
犹太人他们也有许多的偏见在那里。
But this time, Jesus and his disciples, they traveled through Samaria all the way to Galilee.
但是这一次耶稣和他的门徒他们是穿过撒玛利亚到加利利去。
Of course, all the story happened.
这就是我们这个故事所发生的地方。
And something we like to learn from this passage.
我们来看这一节的圣经。
Especially chapter 4, verse 34.
特别是四章三十四节。
My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Food, yes, is very important to everyone.
食物对我们每个人来说都很重要。
Probably some of you already are planning.About 12 o'clock today, probably we're going to eat something in some certain restaurants.
可能有的人已经在计划12点之后到哪家餐馆去吃饭。
But now we are going to eat spiritual food first.
但是我们要先吃属灵的食物。
There are some conditions we like to, I'd like to mention to you is our ways of doing.
我先要来谈一下我们做事的方法。
First of all, let's look at disciples.
我们先来看门徒们。
Yes, they travel long, so they are tired and weary.
是的，他们旅行了很久，所以他们很累。
So when they reach to this little town, it's called a Sychar, and everybody is so hungry, so they rush into that little town.
所以当他们到了快到这个小镇叙加的时候，他们就赶紧去买食物。
And as I mentioned before, Jewish, they say they are not going to associate with anything with the Samaritan.
刚才我也讲了，犹太人他们跟撒玛利亚人没有来往。
If you have an English Bible, you can also look at that small word.
如果你有英文圣经，可能下面有些小字注解。
It says they do not use dishes Samaritan have used.
所以那里的小字说他们不和撒玛利亚人共用碗。
And they try to find a food from this town.
但是现在他们要到这个小镇来买食物。
Because they are so hungry.
因为他们实在太饿了。
So they don't care about anything in the past tradition, and they just rush into the town and try to buy food.
因为他们太饿了，所以他们也就不管他们的传统，他们就要去买食物。
And probably they are so hungry, so the master decides that there is a well, and they stop at that well. So Jesus, he was by himself. Stay next to the well.
也许他们是太饿了，所以他们就赶紧走了。但是耶稣留下来，是在这个叙加的一个井边。
I can see disciples they had a hard time to get a food.
我看见这个门徒们，他们也许很不容易才能找到食物。
Look at it. If they don't have any association with Samaritan,
如果他们从来不跟撒玛利亚人来往的话
，Yes, Samaritan probably would say.Here comes the Jews.
也许撒玛利亚人说：“嗨，这里来了个犹太人。”
And they find one of the food store or food stand.
他们如果他们去一个卖食品的店里
，probably the owner of the food stand say, "Here comes the Jews."
也许那些店主们他们就会互相说：“这里来了一个犹太人。”
Whatever they order, just make it smaller.
不管他们要买什么，给他们小份。
And probably will charge them higher.
给他们高价。
I think the other side probably they will come over and say, well, we'd like to have the beef wrap.
也许这些门徒他们要来就是要牛肉卷
beef wrap. And probably I can think of this owner of food stand would say, sorry, sold out.
我可以想象也许这些店主会说对不起，卖完了。
And well, how about the next one? The lamb wrap.
也许羊肉卷。
Sorry, sold out.
对不起，也没有了。
Well, what do you have?
那你到底有什么？
Just left over from this morning. We sold. So, would you like to have it or not?
也许就是。卖剩下来的食物，你要不要随便你
？The disciple was so hungry. They said, "Okay, whatever you have, just bring it out."
也许门徒他们太饿了，所以不管是什么，他们就都要了。
And they bring out the food, and here it says they don't want to use the dishes Samaritan have used. So apparently, probably they use a hand or probably the napkin. I don't know at that time they have napkin or not.
但是圣经上英文圣经是说他们不和。撒玛利亚人共用碗筷。
This is a lot of situation. We just describe our situation just like this.
很多时候我们的情况可能和这个也有点像。
We go to the wrong place to get food.
我们到一个不对的地方去得到食物。
When the story continues, I will let you know later on. Yes, they'll be fed.
等一下你们会看见，就是说，是的，他们是得到了食物。
But now they are doing something is not right.
但是他们做了一些不该做的。
They buy the food at Sychar.
他们在叙加买食物。
Especially that verb buy.
特别这里说买。
Secondly, I want to describe is there is a Samaritan woman.
我还要告诉你们，这里这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And this woman is drawing water about the sixth hour.
这个妇人大概是在午正的时候一个人来打水。
Normally, their custom, they draw the water in the morning or in the evening.
在传统里面，他们或者是清早或者是傍晚出来打水。
And noontime is so hot, nobody come out.
中午是非常热，所以通常不会有人出来。
But how come this Samaritan woman came to draw the water at the noontime?
为什么这个撒玛利亚妇人在午正出来打水？
There is some background you need to know.
这里有一点的背景。
This woman is immoral woman.
这个妇人是一个不道德的妇人。
She doesn't want to see other people or let other people see.
她不愿意见或者不愿意被别人看见。
So she chose the time.Probably nobody come to the well, and she quickly come to draw the water.
So, 也许她就是选择一个没有人的时候来快快打水就回去。
We know what happened. She saw Jesus by the well.
但是耶稣来到这里。
Many times, we just like that kind of situation. We draw the water, and that cannot quench our thirst.
许多时候我们就像这个妇人，我们来打水，但却不能满足我们的干渴。
This woman has a problem of marriage, is that right?
这个妇人她是有一些婚姻的问题。
And Jesus already talked to her about her background.
耶稣已经把她的事说出来了。
I don't want to repeat that, but probably you know she already had five husbands, and right now she had is not her husband.
我用不着重复，你也知道，就是这里说她。已经有五个丈夫，现在有的并不是她丈夫。
So I think this lady has her life totally messed up.
所以她的生活是非常糟糕的。
And probably you say my life is not that bad.
也许你会说我的生活可没有那么糟糕。
But many times our lives somewhere is in a mess up.
但是很多时候我们的生活多多少少都是在一种不好的状态里。
Maybe we aware or we don't aware of.
有时候我们感觉得到，有时候我们感觉不到。
But we just keep doing it, keep doing it.
我们就是照着自己的方法不断的做下去。
And this cannot quench the woman's thirst.
像这些不能够叫这个妇人她的干渴得以满足。
So look at the verb. Here is a draw water.
看这里这个动词，这里说来打水。
Later on, when she find Messiah, she doesn't need to draw water.
当她找到弥赛亚的时候，她就不需要再打水。
In spiritual term,
这是属灵的含义。
Let's continue to see all this the story about.
那我们来看这整个的故事。
Normally.God first called to us.
我们知道是神先来招我们。
We know Jesus talked to this Samaritan woman.
我们知道耶稣与这个撒玛利亚妇人谈话。
And he talked to her, say, I need a water.
他是耶稣先对这个撒玛利亚妇人说，请你给我水喝。
And this Samaritan woman said,is very surprised because there is a man talk to the woman and especially is a Jew talk to the Samaritan.
这个妇人很惊讶，因为这是一个男人跟先来跟女人说话，并且这是一个犹太人来跟撒玛利亚人说话。
And they don't know each other before.
他们互不认识。
And the woman said, "You don't have any tool. How can you get a water from this deep well?"
妇人也又说，你没有器具，怎么这个井又深，你从哪里打这个活水？
And Jesus started to talk about the living water.
主耶稣就把这个活水告诉他。
He said, "I will give this living water to you."
我要把活水给你。
If you drink it, you will not thirst again.
你若喝这个水，就不会再渴。
And this woman is so excited, say, "Oh, give me this living water."
这个妇人非常高兴激动，她就说，请把这水给我。
And Yes, I think she is going to receive it. And Jesus said, "Well, how about go and call your husband and come back?"
她好像准备好要来得这个活水了，但是耶稣对她说，去把你的丈夫也叫来。
And then Jesus just exposed her background or her history.
耶稣就把她的光景显露出来。
So
if we receive him, we'll have this well of water coming from inside of us.
当我们相信他的时候,
and this is what the woman is longing for.
这就是这个妇人她心中所渴慕要得到的。
And she wants to have this spring of water.
她希望有, 在她里面有一个泉源。
Probably she's still thinking about if I have this spring of water in my house, I don't have to come over here to draw the water.
也许她想的是在她家里有这么一口井。
And so I don't have to see any other people. I can just hide in my house. Many times we just like that kind of situation.
很多时候我们的需要就是像那样。
We feel like in our life we have so many things messed up. We feel ashamed. We want to close the door and no, with no relationship with any other friend.
有的时候我们的生活就太糟糕了，所以我们里面有羞耻，我们不愿意见人，我们就想躲在自己的家里，不愿意跟任何人交往。And
today this lady, and she wish or she want to receive this living water.
但是今天这个妇人她愿意得着活水。And
we see here is a restoring a relationship.
那这里看见有一个关系的恢复。And
you say what the lady said. His, her reaction said, I don't have a husband.
这个妇人她说我没有丈夫。
But of course, as Jesus pointed out, you have so many.
但是耶稣就告诉她说你有过好多。
But none of them you are satisfied.
但是没有一个人能满足你。
This relationship only if you find Messiah who can save you out of this condition.
只有 以赛亚能够救你从这种光景当中出来。
Of course, we see the woman is so excited.
我看见这个妇人她很激动。
And then she changed the topic.
她就转换了一个话题。
And she's talking about worshiping God. Where should like go worshiping God?
她就跟耶稣讲敬拜神的地方。
And she talked about the mountain. She talked about Jerusalem.
她讲到这座山，也讲到耶路撒冷。
And Jesus said, no, no, not important is you go up to the top of the mountain or you go to Jerusalem.
也就是说你们敬拜神不是在这山上也不是在耶路撒冷。
Because God is spirit. If you want to worship him, you need to worship him in spirit and truth.
因为神是个灵,凡拜他的,当用心灵和诚实来拜他。
So see, right here is God's first call to us. He wants us to know him.
这是神起初对我们的呼召,叫我们来认识他。
He wants us to receive him.
叫我们来接受他。
He wants us to restore this relationship with him.
叫我们能够恢复跟他的关系。
And also have a proper worship.
也有一个真实的敬拜。
And then we can do something.
然后我们可以开始做事。
Many times we like to ask ourselves, what can I do in the church?
很多时候我们觉得说在教会里面我可以做什么。
And what kind of spiritual gift I have so I can serve brothers and sisters.
或有什么属灵恩赐可以来帮助其他弟兄姊妹的。
And if I do the comparison, we'll feel kind of shame. I don't know how to cook, I don't know how to teach, I don't know how to sing, so I don't know what can I do in church.
也许跟别人比我会觉得自己有很多没有的，我也许不会煮饭，也许我不会教导，也许我不会帮助人。
But here's a very simple assignment Jesus wanted this Samaritan woman and disciple to do.
但是这里耶稣所吩咐的，吩咐门徒和妇人的，其实很简单。
See this woman, when we turn to the verse 28, he say she leaving her water jar, and a woman went back to town and said to the people.
那妇人就留下水罐子，往城里去对众人说。
She came here to draw the water.
她来打水的。
And now she forsake her water jar and she went back to town.
但她把水罐子留在井边，回到城里去了。
She tried to avoid all the people, so she came at the noontime. Now she ran back to town to tell people.
原来她是特地要在午镇出来，要避免见人，但是现在她回到城里。 见到的人都要说。
Did you see her life's been changed?
你能看见她生命的改变吗？
At least she need to bring a water jar back.
也许至少她该把水罐子带回去。
At least probably she need to change the dress a little bit to tell the people.
也许她要重新装扮一番，然后去见人。
But look at her life's been changed.
但是她的生命已经改变了。
So she leaving her water jar and went back to talk.All the people in the town.
但他就留下水罐子到城中去，对众人讲说
，Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?
他说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事，都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗
？”In the meanwhile, all the disciples they came back from town and they finally find food and probably a little bit for Jesus, so they all came back.
这时候门徒他们也从去家回来了，他们也找到食物了。
And probably they had a hard time to find the food.
也许很困难。
But finally, probably they had something in the stomach.
但是他们总算可能还是吃到点东西了。
You know what the reaction when they came back and saw Jesus talk to a woman?
你知道当他们看见耶稣和这个撒玛利亚妇人谈话的时候，他们反应是怎么样吗？
They surprised.
他们很惊讶。
They said, why Jesus talk to this woman?
那为什么耶稣要跟这个妇人说话？
And nobody dared to ask any question.
没有人问耶稣什么。
And after this woman left, and they talked to Jesus, they, Rabbi, they urge him, and not just ask him, urge him, say, Rabbi, here's something to eat.
门徒他们叫耶稣，甚至是催促耶稣说，拉比，这里请吃。
I think probably they had a hard time to get those food for Jesus, so they say urge him.
也许他们觉得他们弄到这个食物很不容易，所以要赶紧劝耶稣吃。
And surprisingly, Jesus talked to them, say, "I have food to eat, and that you know nothing about."
耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”
So Jesus started to say, "My food is to do the will of." Word of Him, which is God, who sent me and to finish His work.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
And then He started to say, sower and reaper, they will be all together will be happy.
他就说到撒种的和收割的将要一同快乐。
And He talked about to harvest the crop for eternal life.
他这里说到收获，到永生。
And he said, well, probably he encouraged them all need to reap the crop.
他就鼓励这些门徒，他们要收割庄稼。
He said the crop is about to harvest.
庄稼已经熟了。
So that's why that's Jesus encouraged all the disciples need to do.
这就是所有信他的门徒所要做的。
This is God's assignment for us.
这是神所吩咐我们要做的。
Compared to what can I do, cooking or what can I do for music or maybe some other things, that's the basic Jesus wants us to do.
在一面，也许我们要煮饭，我们要服侍音乐，但是另一面，神所要叫我们的原则是要我们收割。
Yes, Jesus wants us to proclaim Him and wants us to reap the crop.
耶稣所吩咐我们的是要我们来传扬他。来为他收割庄稼。
Maybe he used the music to proclaim him.
也许我们用音乐来传扬他。
And maybe he used the cooking so we can invite so many people to come.
也许我们用厨房里的侍奉来吸引人。
Last week, I had a class in school. I had a student, and she is an African American.
我在学校里有一个学生，他是一个非洲裔的美国人。
And she's very bright and learning real quick.
她很聪明。
And later on, I find out she is a homeschooler.
后来我发现她是她上是在家里读书的。
And I asked the other teacher, and then they told me about her background.
其他老师就告诉我她的背景。
And her last name is Randall. Probably some of you. Known about the Randall, this family.
他的姓是叫做 Randall。
For some of you probably like music, you know about Bill Gaither. Bill Gaither music group is I think it's a gospel music band.
也许你们喜欢音乐的人听到过一个基督徒的乐队，他叫
Bill Gaither. I think in fact this band is coming here to Kansas City in November or December.
这个乐队可能十二月份会来 KC。
And this student's mom, she's always a singer with this Bill Gaither school.
这个学生他的妈妈是这个乐队当中的一个歌手。
So when they go out to preach the gospel, and she sings along with this Bill Gaither.
所以当他们去传福音的时候，他就在这个乐队当中唱歌。
So she told me she will be away several days in this semester because she needs to travel with her parents.
所以他就告诉我说，这个学期他可能会缺课几天，因为他要跟这个乐队一起出去唱歌。
Yes, music can proclaim the gospel.
是的，我们可以用音乐来传扬我们的主。
And sometimes we just had a church picnic, is that right?
有时候我们就是经常教会有这个野餐。
Use the food, use the cooking, we draw a lot of people to hear the gospel.
我们用食物用我们来侍奉我们的神。
Hopefully we can reap the crop.
我们希望我们能够为神收获庄稼。
I had a chance to talk to two young, very bright young men during the picnic.
在野餐的时候，我有机会跟两个很聪明的年轻人来交谈。
And they all have an internship in Kansas City and is about to finish, and they are going back. One going back to Michigan, one going back to California.
他们都是到 Kansas City 来实习的，他们很快就要结束这个实习，一个要回 Michigan， 一个要回。California.
And one from Singapore and the other one from China.
一个是新加坡来的，一个是中国来的。
And this one from Singapore, when I talked to him, he just saying, to my understanding, he's almost like a genius.
当我和那个新加坡来的那个实习的学生交谈的时候，我的感觉就是，他好像是个天才。
Because he said he attended the best school in Singapore, and then he said he came over here. Our English is so very poor.
他说他在新加坡上的是最好的学校。他来到这里，他觉得我们的英文都太差。
Because his English he learned is from a British system, and all his papers all sent it to Oxford University, graded by professor.
所以他们上的英文是正宗这个英国来的老师教的，他们的文章都送到剑桥去那里的教授来给他们改。
So he said our grammar is all wrong.
他说我们的语法都是错的。
And yeah, I heard a lot of things like that. He just kept saying that. He said when he was 17, he got a scholarship. It's about $1 million Singapore dollars. Want to send him over here to study for PhD and he turned down.
他说他十七岁的时候，他得到一笔奖学金，大概是100万新加坡元，就是他们的政府要送他来美国读书，他拒绝了。
So all in all, he just brag about himself.
所以他就是不断讲的，就是他有多了不起。
And the other one from China.
还有一个从中国来的。
I think he already been working sometimes, and he's right now is working. I think probably right now, but now he's back to school.
他现在可能已经回去学校了。
And I know he's very bright and has experience.
我知道他也很聪明。
So both of them, I talked to them about Jesus, about the gospel.
这两个人我都给他们讲耶稣，讲福音。
And this one from China is very receptive.
但是这个从中国来的他就很愿意接受。
He did not brag anything.
他一点也没有吹嘘自己。
And when I talk about this, and he seems that he's very eager to learn.
他好像很饥渴，愿意来听。
And the other one, when I said something, he just switched to himself. Oh, I did something. I done something.
但是另外一个，我跟他说几句话，他的话题总是转到他自己说，我有什么成就。
Probably I will not see these two young men again.
也许我们不会再见到这两个年轻人。
But I hope they heard about this gospel.
但我希望他们至少已经听见过福音。
I think this is an assignment to all of us.
我想这是神对我们每一个人的吩咐。
Every day the Lord gives us assignment, maybe raising kids or maybe go to work.
也许每一天神给我们的吩咐是说照顾孩子或者去工作。
And maybe go to grocery store or maybe fixing car.
也许我们去买食物，也许我们去修车子。
God has a lot of assignment for us.
神有给我们许多不同的任务。
If first we know Him,
如果我们先是要说来知道他，认识他。
If we have received this living water,
如果我们真的得着这个活水。
If we restore the true relationship with Him,
如果我们真的跟神有这个恢复的关系。
If we know how to worship Him in an appropriate way,
如果我们真正知道怎样来敬拜他。
I think we know how to do this assignment.
我想我们会知道怎样来做这些的事情。
In our daily life,
在我们每一天的生活当中。
So we see what's the results.
我们会看见这个果效是怎样的。
The God's way for us is
神所给我们的道路。
We see when all the Samaritans they heard from this woman about the Christ, they all came, a lot of them came out to see Jesus.
很多人听见撒玛利亚妇人所做的见证，他们就都跑出来看这个耶稣。
And many believed.
他们当中很多人就相信了。
How can they believe this woman they despised before?
他们怎么会相信这个他们平时看不起的妇人所说的话？
And also they now they invite Jesus and all the disciples back to town.
那他们就求耶稣和他的门徒在城里住下来。
Again, if you have an NIV version, it says they urge him to stay.
如果你看 NIV 的英文的版本，那里是说他们催促、恳求他留下来。
And this town used to be very hostile to Jewish. Now they urge him to stay.
这座城从来就是仇视犹太人的，但是今天他们却求耶稣和他的门徒留下来。
And how many days Jesus stay there?
耶稣在那里留了几天呢？
2 days.
两天。
I think if they urge him and the disciple to stay, they will treat him well.
我相信当他们要恳求耶稣留下来的时候，他们会招待他很好。
And when the disciple went back to town, probably they will have all the big banquet for them.
也许当这些门徒他们回到这座城中，等待他们的是一个真正的宴席。
And they will say, "Oh, we shouldn't just come here to buy food."
也许他们就会后悔说，也许我们不该来这里买食物。
And maybe we just ate something and we have a lot of angers and finally we got something in our stomach and so left over. And now it's all good food in front of us.
也许我们吃到点东西，但是有很多的痛苦经历，但是现在却有一个宴席摆在我的面前。
Look at it. Here is if we set a priority right, all this will be provided.
我们如果把生活的重心摆对，我们就知道说对的事情就会发生。
When Jesus proclaimed this gospel to the woman.
当耶稣向这个妇人传扬福音的时候，
He said, "My food is doing the will of God."
他说我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
So now, the people urge him to stay.
现在这些众人就恳求耶稣留下。
Many times when we preach the gospel, if we not preach the right way, the people probably will reject us, or probably they will say, "Okay, okay, I'll think about it."
很多时候如果我们传福音传的不对，也许会被人拒绝，也许他们就敷衍一下。
Or maybe reluctantly they say, "Okay, I receive it, so you won't bother me anymore."
也许他们口头答应就是为了以后你不再烦他。
But they never have an urge to receive him.
但是那些听见人他们没有一个内心没有一个催促说一定要接受。
But when we have a right relationship with him, they will urge Jesus to stay.
如果我们真的跟耶稣有一个好对的关系，你会看见这些人他们会求耶稣留下来。
And stay in their heart too.
留在不仅是留在这个城中，乃是在他们的心中。
And they heard from Jesus directly. Now is not through this woman.
他们现在不仅是间接的从这个妇人来了解耶稣。
So more believed. If you read the Bible, you will see that in verse 41.
如果你读圣经的话。
Second half of verse 41. He said, "More believed."
因耶稣的话，相信的人就更多了。
And they said, "Now we are no longer listen to the testimony from this woman. Now we heard you directly, so we become a Christian.
所以他们说, 我们现在相信不是因为这个妇人的话, 是我们亲自听见了。
And he said he is really the savior of the world.
他们说, 我们知道这是真是救世主。
So they know it from their hearts.
所以他们真的是从心里来认识。
So this is the way of God for us.
这是神的道路。
There is a sequence.
有一个次序。
There is a priority.
有一个重要性在那里。
If we do it right, yes, we'll have all this food and drink.
如果我们是把神的事情优先, 我们看见有食物。
And also we have drink too.
有吃的有喝的。
And because he gives living water.
因为神他赐的是活水。
I have a story to end today's doing God's will.
最后我还讲个故事。
Probably several of you know about this story.
有的人可能听过。
And some of these young people probably you heard when you were in high school. Probably Adam, when you were in high school, you heard about this.
也许你们在高中。
Do you know something happened in Colorado? There's a high school shooting.
在科罗拉多有一个高中有这个枪击案。
It's called Columbine High School.
那时候高中叫做 Columbine.
Columbine actually is a flower's name.
Columbine 是一种花的名字。
And I had a Columbine in my backyard because my friend gave it to me. It's very pretty. It has a springtime will have flowers. Waterfall will come out.
其实在我后院里就有这个 Columbine 这种花，是朋友送给我的。春天时候它开出花来，很漂亮。
I want to mention this event because there's a the student got shot just because he witnessed he is a Christian.
我想在这里讲这个故事，因为这个那个被枪杀的学生，他之所以被枪杀，就是因为他做见证说他是基督徒。
And probably we heard about this event, we just say, oh, so bad, and it looks like this person died, and that's saying this is a tragedy.
我们听见这个故事都会说, oh, 这真是一个悲剧。
And probably the story is probably to end here.
也许故事就没了。
But not so.
但并不是这样。
Have you read about a book called Rachel's Tear?
你有没有读过一本书叫做 Rachel的眼泪？
This Rachel Scott, she was shot, and her parents wrote a book just according to this girl's diary.
所以这个女孩就是 Rachel, 她的父母根据她的日记写了一本书。
And through this event, his dad right now had an opportunity to speak to the congressman, speak to all the nation leaders, and also all the young people.
因着这个事件的发生, 他的父亲有机会跟国会议员, 跟许多国家的领袖, 来跟他们谈这件事情。
Why so?
为什么呢?
When police returned her backpack, she got shot, and the bullet went through the backpack, and police returned this backpack to her parents about 4 weeks later.
她是被枪杀的，所以那个子弹就穿过她的背包。后来警察就把这个背包给她的父母。
And from the backpack, her parents found out her diary.
在她的背包里面，就是她父母就找到这个日记。
And find out she is really open to God, and she has mindset just for the truth.
从这个日记里可以看得出，她的心向着神是完全敞开的，她是寻求真理。
And also, she tried to stay firm in this public school system, and she said she had so many temptations, but through God, and she liked to live a life, a pure life.
所以她 从日记当中也可以看出，就虽然在那样的一个高中里面有许多的诱惑，但是她愿意为神来站立得住，
and
然后愿意过一个纯净的生活。
On the very front of her diary, she said, "Not for my fame, not for my success, not for my glory, but for my soul.
所以在这个日记的扉页上面写的就是不是为了我自己的荣耀、名誉、成功，乃是为着灵魂。
And inside she said, I don't want to be labeled as average.
所以在里面她说我不想
就是像一般的学生一样，他说他不想像一般的学生那样子。 And when her father turned around the diary on the very back, there's a picture.
在日记的最后面有一张照片。
And she drew two eyes.
是一幅图画，他就画了两个眼睛。
And this eyes has a tears come out.
那个眼睛上有泪水流出来。And
there's the rose, and this tears is watering this rose.
那个眼泪好像在浇灌一株玫瑰。And
the other picture they find in the diary is there's a rose grown out of Columbine.
那个还有一幅图画在日记里面，就是说。 在 Columbine 这个高中里面，这个有这个玫瑰长出来。So
she is describing herself as a rose out of Columbine flowers.
所以也许她就是用这个来表达一个意思，她觉得她是好像是一个玫瑰从这个 Columbine 高中里面生长出来。So
after the funeral of this young lady, and about 1 month later, her dad was called to tell all the people about her daughter.
所以大概葬礼之后一个月，他的父亲就是，来有机会来向所有的人来讲述这件事。All
the way to the congressman, all to the all the local high school young people.
就上到国会议员，下到就是当地的学生。Of
course, inside has a lot of testimony from her, their daughter.
因为在日记的里面有许多他女儿的见证。So
it's caused a lot of a spiritual awakening, in the nation.
所以这件事情带来许多属灵的复兴。So
sometimes we ask, how can we do the will of God?
那时候我们说，我们怎样来遵行神的旨意？
Maybe God just give us an environment. We just every day we go to work and then come back and then take care of family and that's it. We don't have extra time.
很多时候我们觉得神给我们的环境，好像我们就是上班、下班、照顾家，好像没有其他时间。Or
maybe you go to school and then come home, do the homework and for the test, and that's it. We don't have extra time.
也许我们的生活就是上学、放学，然后准备考试，就是这样。But
look at this Rachel. Rachel's God.
但是这里我们看这个学生 Rachel.
Her food is pursuing the truth, the gospel truth.
她的食物就是来得到这个真理。Even
though she got shot.
虽然她被杀了。And
when she got shot, said that killer said, "Are you a Christian?" She said, "Yes." And then she got killed.
我们知道当时发生的时候，这个杀人者是说先问他你是基督徒吗？他说我是，然后那个人就开枪了。But
today, her diary is open to everybody.
但是他今天他的日记就向每一个人敞开。Probably
you have chance to go to the library, you can check out this Rachel's tear.
也许你到图书馆去，可能你会看见借这本书来看。A
lot of testimony for the young people.
这本书叫 Rachel 的眼泪，所以它里面有许多。
I think this she's doing the God's will.
我相信他是在遵行神的旨意。So
today I want to ask all of us, including me, what kind of food we have.
今天我愿意问每一个人，也问我自己说，我们是要怎样的食物？
Are we stuck in a lot of things, worldly things inside of us?
也许我们就是把许多俗世的东西塞在我们里面。And
then we say we want to do God's will.
然后我们才说，我愿意遵行神的旨意。Or
we really, our food is God's word, and we try to live pure before Him.
还是我们真正能说，我们的食物就是神的话语，我们愿意为他来活。If
we do that, we all have assignment God will assign to us.
如果我们真的在神面前有这样的心愿，神都对我们有一个吩咐。And
He will use you and me to do His will.
他要用你，用我来完成他的旨意。Let's
bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for
Today you remind us what kind of food we are eating.
主，我们感谢你，今天你叫我们再次来思想，你究竟是要我们得怎样的食物？
And you say, I am the bread of life.
你说我是生命的粮。
He who comes to me will never go hungry.
来到我面前，到我这里来吃的，不再会饥饿。
And you will give the living water to whose they are thirst.
你要把活水给一切干渴的人。
Lord, we are willing to come before you to take this bread of life, to have, to drink this living water.
主，我们愿意到你面前来，愿意吃这个生命的粮，愿意喝这个生命的水。
And then we know how to do your will.
我们愿意来知道如何行你的旨意。
Lord, purify our life.
主啊，求你来洁净我们的生命。
So that we can be a good worker for you.
让我们成为你一个好的工人。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
弟兄姊妹们，饿了吗？像我们记住主的话，他说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。” Let's